Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message. Hear the word of God, which will demonstrate that God is a warrior.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James, reminding you that God is a warrior. God is a warrior. And the Lord Jesus Christ is King. He's not like the kings of today that sends his troops to war to gain territory. He's like the kings of old. He goes to war with you. He initiates the war. Listen, Jesus Christ in your life is the starter of wars. He is the initiator of wars. He sets out the strategy. He picks the enemy. He picks the situation. And then he gives you the power to take the devil out. And in the same process, he's getting the devil out of you, believer. You see, you have to understand, you have to come to the understanding that you are the problem, that there's something wrong with you, sister. And every situation that God has predetermined in your life, every battle, every warfare, has to do with changing you. I've said this before. I'm going to say it as many times as I need to say it. And any Christians that are mature, that have been living for the Lord for a while now, can tell you, the pastor is sincerely wrong. The teacher is sincerely wrong when they sincerely tell you what you've gone through, what God is putting you through, what God is allowing for you, is meant for somebody else. So that somebody else can see, sister, what you go through, what you're going through, and what happened to you, and then maybe and the Lord will use that to bring you in. That's not what's happening, brother. And you know by now, by what you've been through, that's not the score. You see, God doesn't try to do anything. Jesus doesn't try to do anything. He has predetermined victory and your enemies and your situations and your circumstances. And what he's doing is changing you. He's not changing anybody else. If he decides to use your circumstances that you're going through or have gone through to bring someone else in, then that so be it. But one thing you can't expect, for sure, There's going to be a change in you, sister. When you come through this, and the Lord's going to bring you through it, just like he brought you through it before, and he's going to bring you through the next one. There's going to be a change in you, maybe very slight, and maybe for just a short time, but you will say and you will be able to understand that when you come out of this thing, you will say, I'm different. Amen. So glad to be with you today here on the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. And before we get into the Bible study here on December 22nd, 2020, I guess you can call it the Christmas edition, huh? You could if you want to. I like to give a shout out to iHeartRadio. That internet radio station is the largest source of transmission at this moment that I see, according to the statistics that I have in front of me. It's that internet radio station is the largest source of transmission for the Warriors of the Bible. Brothers and sisters that are listening on iHeartRadio, thank you so much. I am so thankful. I love you so much. You just don't know. And it's been a long time coming because iHeartRadio has been the largest source. The most listeners come out of iHeartRadio. Thank you so much. I love you so much. I am so thankful. You don't know what that means to me. Brothers and sisters that are listening to iHeartRadio, you can tell other people about the broadcast. I appreciate it, but brothers and sisters that are listening over iHeartRadio, thank you. I just want to say thank you so much. PowerWarrior25@yahoo.com is the email address. If you'd like to drop us an email, P-O-W-E-R, Warrior, W-A-R-R-I-O-R, 25, PowerWarrior25@yahoo.com. Brothers and sisters, again, in India, I am so thankful for the brothers and sisters that are listening from the nation of India. Brother James loves you so much. Thank you so much. I love you so much. You don't know what it means to me to have brothers and sisters in India listening. Amen. Norway. Brothers and sisters in Norway and Australia and the United Kingdom. Thank you so much. In Canada. Thank you so much for listening to the broadcast, of course, in the United States of America. I just thank you so much for listening to the broadcast of the Warriors of the Bible. So let's get right into the broadcast here. Let's move over to the Bible study. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Luke chapter 4, verse 40 and 41. And so it reads, Luke chapter 4, verse 40 and 41. It reads like this. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Verse 41. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Amen. Today's message is entitled, Salvation is not for everyone. Salvation is for the very few. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you what it is. Pastors and reverends and bishops or whatever, whoever does the teaching, sincere, I would assume, telling you that everyone has a chance to get saved. And I'm going to tell you this. My focus is not on who doesn't have a chance and who, you know, is appointed to salvation. My focus has always been, and in this Bible study also, you don't know who you are, and neither do Brother James. Listen, you don't know what you have, and neither do I. And when we stop and look at who we are as believers, and when we stop and look at what we're all about, sometimes with me, I stop right in my tracks. You just don't know who you are in Christ. You need to go call somebody and find out who you are. Because if you knew who you are, I'm telling you, devils know who you are. Like devils knew, they knew who he was. They know who you are. You are two people. You're your old man. You are your old nature. You can't get away from that. The teachings in the Bible are clear, but maybe pastors or bishops or whatever, reverends, will tell you something different because they want you to think something different. It's nothing evil about it, I assume, but it is error. The disciples erred. That didn't mean they were not the disciples. They still were in error. But error won't hurt you unless it leads to sin. And error can lead to sin. You could stay in error and never go into sin, and you're going to go into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, no problem. You don't know who you are. You need to know who you are. And contrary to many teachings that we hear from Christendom, is that God wants everyone saved. But these people, these teachers or whatever, cannot back it up with Scripture. You got to be able to back it up with Scripture, and the Scripture you use to back up anything has to be clear. It cannot be in the gray area. You know, it has to be clear. Now, there's some gray areas, but when you want to back something up with Scripture, it has to be clearly discerned by everybody. I mean, the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe in him would not perish. That is crystal clear. Everyone, God, Jesus did not die for everyone. He is not trying to save everyone. It's right there that whomsoever would believe in him would not perish. Who said anything about perishing? God did. Why did you put that part in there? Keep that part away. But God wants you to know. Perishing means be destroyed. So when you walk around and talk about God wants everybody saved, and you use John 3:16, that's the wrong scripture because that's not what it says. God wants everybody saved that believeth on him. And those that believeth on him, he tells you what's going to happen. Amen in Jesus' name. So contrary to many teachings that we hear from Christendom, is that God wants everybody saved. But they can't back it up in Scripture, those that teach that. But here in this passage, Jesus orders the demons to shut up and not to reveal his true identity. I'll read it again. Amen. Verse 40 talks about how they brought all the sick and those with diverse different diseases, they brought unto Jesus. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Verse 41 talks about what was behind these diseases and what were behind, all these diseases, because, of course, I'm reading it like it is. Let's get this right. I'm not saying, and the Scripture is not saying, that demons are behind diseases. Diseases, sickness, things of that nature is part of the human life. Your body is corrupt, and it's mortal. That means it's subject to die, and you will end up in the mortuary at one day if Jesus doesn't come get us. You and I will end up in a mortuary, and the indication here is that devils made their appearance. So I'm going to say that the devils were not necessarily behind sickness and disease, okay, because many men and women of God are in heaven now, and they died from sickness and disease, and they had to die from something, okay? So I'm going to look at this and say that while he was healing the sick and those that had our different diseases, devils were there in these people, and they came out of many people, not all of them, but many of them, and they were crying out, ah! Yeah, but they were saying something. Amen. Thou art the Christ. And why would he tell them, don't speak? Well, because they were not crying out like tears. They cried out, though, that passage. We know thou art the Christ, the Son of God. They cried out and saying. So they were speaking loud enough so so that the people around them could hear. And if they would have heard, these people that were around Jesus that witnessed the healing of many would have known who he was too. See, if the demons knew, if the devils knew who he was, and we'll get in that in a minute, him suffering them not to speak while they were crying out with a loud voice doesn't stop them from knowing who he was. They don't lose their memory because he tells them not to speak. There were people there, human beings there, that could have heard them say loudly when they were coming out of many, "You are the Christ." Which brings me to this point. In this passage, Jesus orders the demons to shut up and not to reveal his true identity. Two questions. Why, from who was Jesus hiding his identity from? You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled, "Salvation is not for everyone. Salvation is for the very few." And that's the focus, okay? People out there listening to me now, "Oh, you know, Brother James, he just, everybody doesn't have to get changed, saved. Jesus wants everybody saved. God wants everybody saved." And I've told you before, you don't know who you are. You don't know the privilege you have. You and I take this for granted. We take this nonchalant. We take all this for granted. If we really knew what the Lord Jesus Christ, the price he paid, and all the trouble that the Father went into planning our salvation, not just our salvation. I've told you this before. Salvation is deliverance. All the trouble and all the time that the Father put in before the world began for you and I, you and my deliverance, if you really knew who you are, you'd go call somebody. Amen. Why? Why didn't Jesus want his true identity? Let me get into this before our time runs out. Exposed. The demons telling them to shut up and not reveal who he was doesn't change that they know who he was. Now, the demons knew of him when they were in heaven. So who are the ones that Jesus did not want to know about him? The only ones that did not know that he was the Christ in this passage were the men and the women that were around Jesus as he cast out demons and healed these people. As you would think, problems you and I go through, I started off at the top of the Bible study with this, I'll do it again. As you would think that the problems that you and I go through, right, that end up in God delivering us right in the front of our coworkers and our relatives, you would think that they seeing these things happen to us and seeing us come through it would drive them to get right with God. But as the people in this passage saw the miracles, in order for them to be a miracle, there's got to be a tragedy. We talk about miracles every day. We get a little extra overtime here. You know, we take some cold medicine and get over a bad cold or some medicine to get over a flu or something. Miracles only happen when there are major crises. As the people saw the miracles in your life, they saw you go through, but they don't really notice you coming out. But as the people in this passage saw the miracles too, but did not perceive truth because it was hidden from them, I said the people in the passage saw the miracles. They knew these people that were been sick. They knew these people that had been diseased and saw what Jesus did to them, but they did not perceive the truth because it was hidden from them. Not by demons, but Christ himself. Read it yourself. Read it over. "Well, Pastor told me what it really means." Yeah, well, Pastor is sincerely wrong. Read it over. The people around Jesus did not perceive the truth. They saw the evidence, the people around you. They know what happened. The people around you knew that you were married and now you're divorced. The people around you knew that you were healthy, but you got sick, but you recovered. The people around you knew what happened, what you've been through, but you came through it. But they themselves do not perceive the truth. And I'm telling you right now, the demons were right there in the passage. But they couldn't stop Jesus from healing. Okay? There was no discussion. He said, shut up. Come out of the man. They did not try to hinder. The demons did not try to hinder Jesus from healing the sick. And the demons can't hinder you. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled, Salvation is Not for Everyone. Salvation is for the very few. So look at here. You would think that what the people around you, co-workers, relatives, your own spouse if they're not saved, grown children if they're not believers, would see what goes on with you, because things go on with you. You're going to go to war with the enemy, and you're going to win. And you think that that would drive them to get right with God. But as the people in this passage saw the miracles, but did not perceive the truth because it was hidden from them, not by demons, but by Christ himself. It's right there. He told the demons, listen, you're not going to preach today. That's what he said. So we see why he didn't want his true identity exposed, because he wasn't going to save them. The witness is right there watching him do the miracles. Oh, yeah, I know. I know about the great crusades around the country before the COVID came in. I know about the great revivals in your local town and ministers and preachers coming in to your local church from other areas. I know. And I know what they say, and we got 500 people got saved last night in that revival. Amen. I know. We went over to Africa. Praise the Lord, and 2 million people got saved. 150,000 people got saved. I know what they say. No, maybe 5 out of the 150,000 gave their life to Jesus Christ, and maybe 3 or 2 or whatever God wants, maybe 1 will end up in heaven. Let me tell you something. You don't know who you are. I don't know who I am. But for God, for Lord Jesus Christ to hide his identity from others, but expose his identity to you, you just don't know. You want me to read it again? He told the demons, do not preach Christ today. He suffered them not to speak. So when they said, verse 41, crying out, the devils crying out, saying, thou art the Christ, it appears if they would have said it a little louder, and if they would have said it again, the people around Jesus that were witnessing the healing service would have heard and maybe got saved. He did not want, Jesus did not want. I told you, the devil cannot make you get unsaved. The devil's demonic powers cannot stop you from getting saved. Let's move on. So why? Why would Jesus tell the demons, don't speak? What they were saying was something that would reveal his identity. And why? I've been there before. I don't know about you. The Lord has told me in many occasions, do not speak about me to this person. Do not run your mouth to me about this person. And in my soul, I would believe that the only one that would say something like that to me in my mind is the devil. So you know what I'm about to say next time. You know what I'm about to say now. If I could tell you times, because like I said, I have a regular job. I don't go to my church and back home to my church. I'm in the battlefield, brothers and sisters, just like you. I'm on the battlefield. And I could tell you so much demons that were thrown at me after I've talked to someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. And a week or two later, they would do evil to me, what I consider evil, knowing full well that I just preached Christ to them a week or two ago. The demonic offense I felt, I wanted to get in there and beat their face in. This deep, something in me, evil, wanted to, I'm saved, I'm a Christian, and I talk to you about Jesus Christ, and you say, oh yeah, that's nice. And later on, you turn on me. But the only thing that held me together, amen, was what God, Jesus said in the scripture. See, I told you, you got to always live by scripture. Do not cast your pearl before swine. And that's not talking about taking mama's good jewelry, her pearls, and you put it on your pet pig. That's not what it's talking about. The pearls are the word of God, and the swine always indicates the unbeliever. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't write the scripture. But I will tell you, after a while, I learned to let the Holy Ghost lead me. And I'm telling you, since I went through those few times of getting my head bashed in, getting my spiritual throat cut, he ain't leading me. He's not leading me that much. And it hurts me so much every time I say, Father, they need to be saved. She needs to be saved. He needs to be saved. Can't you save them? I get the same thing from the Lord. You better check yourself and be thankful that I did anything with you. And he reminds me just how ungodly I was and still can be if pushed to the limit. And you understand that. That's when you get to the point where you understand that, listen, I'm thankful that he called and he's dealing with my wicked self. You start thinking about your own wickedness. You won't be thinking about nobody else. It's just like, you know, I don't know if anyone has ever been without food, but if you have been without food and then when you get some food, sharing with somebody else other than your immediate family or maybe with nobody doesn't come. That's not on the top of your agenda. You want to put the food in your body because you're starving, and that's how it is with salvation. You need to take care of your own business. So why? Because salvation is a gift. Why isn't he trying to save everyone in this passage? Why isn't he trying to save everybody at your job and in your life? Because salvation is a gift. You don't have an opportunity for a gift. You don't work for a gift. Again, clear scripture. No gray area there. Salvation is a gift. Well, that's what the word says. Well, you know what a gift is? You want me to tell you what a gift is? It's Christmas time. I'm going to get my mama a gift. I like you, but I don't mean I have to go out and buy your mother a gift. Well, you're not a Christian if you don't buy a gift. Listen, I'm getting a gift for that person that I love, and that's all who's getting it. You cannot sue me because it's a gift. You don't have an opportunity to get a gift. You can't work for a gift. Somebody gave it to you, and in this case, somebody else had to pay the price. Salvation is a gift. You and I are witnesses to the truth and the power and the mercy of God. That's it. I'm going to say it again. You and I are witnesses to the truth of Jesus Christ, that he can save devils like us, and the power of Jesus Christ, that he can keep us from going back to our devilment, and the mercy of God. Mercy on me and you through Jesus Christ, who do not deserve the mercy. That's it, brothers and sisters. That's all you are here for. That's all you are at your jobs for. And if somebody tells you something else, check the facts yourself. You don't have a whole, amen, shepherd's flock of people that you have given salvation to. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. Have a great Christmas. Until we meet you again, may God keep you in perfect peace.